Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we are back on a Football Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, we have home field advantage in the World Series. That is taken care of. How you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. Listen, let's get this series over versus Minnesota. Bring out Duran once or twice so he can close a game out against his former team. And then we get ready for the second round of the MLB playoffs. But we got business to take care of first.
It's football Friday.
Florida, we got to go down to Tampa. It's time to do away with Todd Bowles. Jackie Baseball, I'm sick of this. Holla at your boy.
Tell you what, it's going to be a pretty good sports weekend. It's going to be a good. We got a big college football slate tomorrow. We are.
Is there a big boxing? Is there a boxing? No, is there a boxing match?
Oh, no. Oh, man. Got a little Ryder Cup action. Schwarber taking down Howard. Eagles box on Sunday. Penn State football.
Come on. Is it in Penn State? Or are we taking a road trip?
No, we're in Happy Valley.
Yo, come on,
you think those soft ducks are coming into Penn State and winning that football game?
Stupid. What a stupid. We're starting early. It's always a big Football Friday show. Nick Kostos joins us around 2:45. Give your picks for the weekend. Elliot at 3. Tornado Shapiro 3:30 with the game day forecast. What the hell else do we have? 4 o'clock. Jaws. Tommy Down the Shore will be with
the
us.
The belt. Top
Brent,
five.
Brent Celek's going to be with us late in the show, 5:30.
We got our ass picks.
Yes, our terrible picks. He said ass picks. Bad picks. Well, we have bad
Jesus
picks.
Jesus Christ,
our
man.
Picks are bad. Yeah, there's kids
you
in the car.
Couldn't have phrased that some other way?
Yeah, there's kids in the car, Jack. Kids in the car. All right. Ike, it's an
Goodness
On the Record
gracious,
Friday.
Man. Yes.
It's On the Record Friday. So, of course, when you call up, we're going to need your prediction for the game on Sunday. Go on the record with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to want you to go on the record with something else, and I'm making you answer this first.
Okay.
Thought of that this morning. I'm going to give you a choice on Sunday's game, right? Mm-hmm. And we have two teams, by the way, who have won games by the skin of their teeth at the end of games, you know, this year, the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Philadelphia Eagles. So here is your choice. Option A. The Eagles are up 24-20. There are 2 minutes left in the game, and the Bucks get the ball on their own 20-yard line with 3 timeouts.
Yeah.
Eagles up 4. Bucks have the ball, their own 20, 2 minutes left, 3 timeouts. Mm. Option B, the Eagles are losing 24-20. There are 2 minutes left. The Eagles have the ball with 3 timeouts on their own 20. Which scenario do you want? Do you want to be down by 4 with the ball with 2 minutes left, or do you want to be up by 4? The Bucks have the ball with 2 minutes left.
Well, you threw this out there, and I hadn't given my answer yet because I was really thinking about what I would do here.
Yes.
I'm going to surprise you here.
Okay.
I'd rather have the ball down.
You'd rather be losing.
Yeah. That sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy.
That sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy.
But here's my logic behind it.
Yes.
I don't know how good we are in a 2-minute drill. I really don't. This goes back to last year. I mean, you can start off in the Atlanta Falcons game last year with the 2-minute drill.
Defensively.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yep, defensively. Yep. Yes. Make that clear. Defensively, I'm a little shaky about our 2-minute defense. Hell, even last week.
Yes.
I mean, thank God Jordan Davis blocked that field goal, but Matthew Stafford, they marched down the field with no problem.
They did.
I mean, with no problem.
They did.
And not to mention, just as an aside, I'll throw this out there because we left this out all week, and I purposely left it out all week because they won the game. I don't know what the hell Nick was doing calling that timeout.
Oh,
with 15 seconds left to go in the game.
Yes.
Instead of making the Rams use their final timeout, he essentially gave the Rams two more plays. They picked up 8 more yards after taking one shot down the field. Nick, let them burn their last timeout and kick the field goal there. Yeah, what are you doing? Trying to get the ball back with 8 seconds left to go? All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yes.
Yes, I would much rather be down. So let me get to why I would prefer that.
Yes, and 215-592-9494, we want your opinion as well. Go ahead.
Defense scares me a little bit in the 2-minute.
Okay.
But more importantly, I'm more confident in the offense in the 2-minute. Did you not see that offense last week in the hurry-up offense? Come on, man.
I saw it.
Come on, man.
I saw it.
QB1, bing, 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 down the field, AJ, Devontae. That's what we were doing. So if I got the ball with 3 minutes to go, down 4. I mean, with 2 minutes to go, with 3 timeouts, down 4. I'd feel more confident that we could go down and score to take the lead than I would we'd keep Tampa from scoring.
Okay.
That's how I see that.
All right. So you want to be losing with 2 minutes left in the game, just to be clear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I put it
straightforward, yes.
So I thought about this for a while as well, because it's not as easy as I just made it sound. Of course, I think that is part of it, but I thought about it for a while as well. Here is why I take the other side. Here's why I'd rather be up for. The first thing is, I'd rather be winning than losing. I'd rather they have to go, you know, complete a bunch of passes, score a touchdown. And remember, it's not a field goal. They got to get all the way into the end zone, too. Mm-hmm. They don't just have to get into field goal range. So I think the first thing is, I would just rather be winning than I would be losing. That is just a simple part on top of it at the start. The second thing is that, yes, we look good, and Jalen is good in those situations as well. And we look good in the second half in the, you know, the hurry-up offense, all those sorts of things. I don't want to go against Todd Bowles in that situation and with us with the ball. I would rather their offense minus, you know, Mike Evans, and they haven't won without Mike Evans over the last couple of years. I don't want Todd Bowles drawing up some sort of blitz he's been holding in the back of his pocket on a 4th and 7 that we didn't even see coming, and we lose the game that way. I will take my chances. I agree with you that going back 2 years, the defense hasn't looked great in those end of game situations.
Yeah.
However, in more situations than not, we say, you know, came up big when they need to. In more situations than not, they have made a play to stop the other team, whether it is causing a fumble, getting interception, you know, Jalen Carter in the playoffs last year against Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
They've made a play. I don't think they can stop the Bucs from driving, but I would take my chances on them at least making a play. And I don't want to go against Bowles in that particular situation.
Now, we don't have very many games where we've had to go down the field to score late in the game to win it. But I don't remember us ever coming up short when we've had to.
So the only one I can think of, and I'm trying to remember the exact... What was the situation where Saquon dropped the screen pass from Jalen?
Well, the Falcons game. That was
the Falcons game.
We were up in that game.
Yes, but we were up at that point.
We could have sealed the game. Yes,
we were up at that point. That wasn't, and the Falcons drove
down
right afterwards.
Exactly, right down the field.
Yes, yes, yes. But we don't have any of those situations against Bowles either. And I just know that guy has one or two blitzes that we're not going to see all game, that he's going to wait for the most important part of the game, and that's when he's going to unleash it. So I'd rather be up. I'd rather make their offense move without, you know, one of their key players. I would rather be up.
Going against your guy Baker, who's,
yes,
I don't know, has 3 straight wins in the final drive of the game.
He does. Go ahead and do it again. Make him do it 4 straight times.
That coupled with we can't stop anybody in a 2-minute drill.
Look, I might have something to say about that on Monday if it happens.
Yeah, we can't stop anybody in a 2-minute drill.
Well, I mean,
and this dude is magic down the stretch.
Look, we have our guys. Well, that's what you're saying. You would rather have our magic guy than their magic guy.
Yes.
I get it. 215-592-9494. Jack, would you like to weigh in here?
Yeah, I'd easily rather be down. Are you kidding me?
You'd rather be losing.
Easily. Like, listen, if there's one scenario where he is really good at, It is that scenario.
It is.
I mean, on the game on Sunday, he answered
that's on
the
top of several other scenarios. But you, yeah,
yeah, you, man. Let's always with the backhanded compliment.
It's not a backhanded compliment. Great players show up at great moments, and okay. that's what he does better than anyone else
we'll
in the
take
league.
That. We'll okay. take that.
And also, they stink. Like, if you want to talk about the Commanders game last year, they led them right down
right
the field.
Down the field.
For as good as Vic Fangio is, for some reason. He just stinks in that exact scenario that you laid out. So I would have much more confidence in the Eagles' ability to go get a touchdown under 2 minutes and be able to stop a touchdown under 2 minutes.
The other thing I'd say about Fangio, and I would love to dive into this, and you know I'm going to spend an hour and a half this weekend looking at it. I don't know that there's any defense that's really particularly good at that. They all seem to do the same thing. They all seem to try to keep the other team in front of them. You know, let them move down the field and make them make plays to get all the way down the field. I don't know that there's
any... Which is why you want the ball.
Well, but I want to be winning.
Because nobody is good at stopping these guys.
I want to be winning. 215-592-9494. It's an on-the-record Friday. So here's the situation. You have a choice. The Eagles are up 24-20. The Bucs have the ball with three timeouts, 2 minutes left on their own 20. Or the Eagles are losing 24-20, have the ball on their own 20 with three timeouts left. And on the record Friday, as always, we're going to need a score from you. Eagles versus Bucs on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Y'all know the saying, when in doubt. Jalen Hurts will figure it out, baby. Hey, man.
That's not a saying.
I want the ball in QB1's hands. Listen, because we know Spike always love to bring up, oh, if it wasn't for Jalen Carter getting that sack on Matthew Stafford, you know, we would have lost that Rams game. We know that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We know that. But I got multiple times where QB1 was down throughout the season. Oh, let's go to the most, you know, biggest one. Versus your guy, Josh Allen, the greatest player in NFL history. What happened? He was down. Woo! What happened? Like, let me take you down memory lane when he had the ball. Hey, and everybody's favorite wide receiver almost fumbled on that drive. People forget that. Everybody's favorite wide receiver. He went to him, punched the ball out. Oh, we were nervous there to review everything. Football guys was on our side. But, you know, QB1 said, you know what? Let me tuck this ball in. Put your arms up. There's that. Last year, you know what I'm saying? The Commanders game last year, the one that he played in, when everybody said that he had the glasses on at the end of the game, where I said he had a concussion, that was a fourth-quarter drive as well. You know what I'm saying? I've seen multiple times when QB1 had to deliver for us in the fourth, and he might be the best at it.
I'm telling you, I don't think he's ever not, like, come up at the end of a game. I think about the Colts game in 2022.
What game last year did he throw an interception toward the end of the game?
That was the Falcons.
That was the Falcons game.
Yeah. And 23 was the Seahawks game.
Oh, yeah, Falcons game. They failed
the Seahawks took him right down the field.
Yeah, the Falcons game, they failed in it last year.
Hold on, time out.
Well, they did.
Chargers game is rookie year.
That Seahawks game, we had the lead. We had the lead when he threw the interception.
Yeah.
That interception was going to put us up more. So don't count.
And that Falcons game wasn't 2 minutes with three timeouts. That was.
But we only needed a field goal.
I remember.
Right,
I remember.
And he made the play in the Falcons game. But I'm not going to throw no darts. But somebody's favorite running back dropped the ball again. But
different drive. Different drive.
But that would have ended. That would have ended the game.
It would have ended the game. Yes. It would have ended the game. Look at you. You were blaming Saquon. Look at you.
Let's talk about this game.
How dare you? Okay. So.
I'm tired of Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, I know that's your guy. He a front runner, right? He out here, he lies to the media talking about, oh, like, I had vendetta against trying to get this coach that cut me. Come on, man. He ain't cut you. He an interim coach.
How is a guy who the first 3-4 years of his career was a disaster, and then
year he was good.
Well, right after that.
Yeah.
How is a guy who's been on four teams now, and who, by the way, in the first three games of the year has led drives to win the game? How is that a front runner?
Let me tell you how. Because everybody hyping him up. Who let me see. Let me look at these teams. The 0-3 Houston Texans needed a comeback win. The 0-3 Jets. I know a guy.
That's not how we talk about. You would not. If Jalen led drives at the end of a game in three straight games to beat the other team, you would not. We wouldn't even be able to get you off the phone. You'd be calling every 10 minutes.
I'm out. Yeah. He just did it. He just did it back to back weeks versus the best player in NFL history and the Rams, everybody's favorite Super Bowl pick. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's why. That's one reason. Also, Baker Mayfield, one thing about him is like, when his team is good and he winning, he talk a lot, standing over people. He's showboating. First down, I'm tired of this dude, right? Because it ain't him, and it ain't him. The Bucs been whooping us with Brady, Arians, all the way back to when Doug Martin was running all over us with eating the W with Jameis Winston. It ain't just him. We struggled at Temple for a while. But you know what? Last year, you know, we could never win in New Orleans. What happened? Right, we had like an 0-6 record versus Russell Wilson. What happened? You know what I'm saying? Every record has to come to an end, and that's coming on Sunday, baby. Baker Mayfield, I want you to be showboating on Sunday when you down. I want you to do all that talking. You got C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You was talking about my guy. I want that energy on Sunday when you catch this L, brother. I don't want you high. I don't want you upset. I don't want that. I want that showboating. I want that same bravado that you bring. Oh, this guy cut me. I want all of that in that post-game press conference. Don't be putting your head down. I want that same energy.
Remember, there's a revenge situation for Hassan Reddick as well, just like last week.
Hassan Reddick, listen. Yeah. Your revenge versus the Jets, we didn't see it. You know what I'm saying? The 0-3 Jets, yeah, what, half of that? You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get Lane Johnson. You couldn't get nothing on them dudes, right? So pipe down. All right, we got the heat. That's what we got to worry about. How about I got the score? It's 31-17. We're going to shut them down on Sunday.
We're going to score 31 points.
Wow.
31-17. Okay. That's what I said.
Okay, I heard
you. Your boy.
All right.
There you go. Say it with your chest.
31-17. You
wow.
know, he's saying, everybody's singing Baker Mayfield's praises. I just want to say, I was first. Now Baker can't get, now he's a front runner. He's not a front runner. What are you talking about? I don't want to make this a Baker show, but uh-oh. He's not a front runner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
He's not. He's a tough little guy,
well,
man.
Well, I think part of it is we're tired of losing to him.
Yes, I would.
Well,
I would say that is fair.
That's part of it. Yes.
That's fair. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town calling in the 2 o'clock hour. Wow,
my man Spike, Big Eye, Jackie, baby, you daggone right. I was doing negotiations and contract moves with Jack last night to see if I could get on the phone a little bit quicker and not wait to the end.
Okay.
I'm trying to defeat the system,
okay.
Spike. Mother freaking Eskin.
Okay, all right. It's my system. All right.
What's poppin', fellas? Happy Friday.
What's up, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
Oh, man, first of all, I would like the ball at the end. To keep building the winning I can win in the clutch again and again to the resume. Plus, it makes Spike a little nervous seeing his best friend sitting on the sideline, knowing that he don't got a chance. You know what I'm talking about, right, Reese?
Yep.
You're making this personal now. All right. Sure.
Yeah, I told you this week is personal, Spike. I DM'd. I sent you some love emojis and stuff. So you know I love you now. Come on, now. We ain't talked on the side and everything. Don't take it too bad.
No, I'm not taking it bad. I'm just saying it's a little weird to make the decision to want to be losing. That's all.
So what? It's a little weird what's saying that you have a fetish for Baker Mayfield. How about that?
A fetish.
I like the. Nobody cared about this last year. Nobody cared about it in the offseason.
Until now,
Tampa's a real threat.
Yes, yeah. Nobody cared.
Spike has been saying his name every other sentence. I'm telling you, Ike, get your little pad. Sit there, and I'm telling you, every 10 to 15 minutes, if you're talking about quarterback stuff and football stuff, Baker Mayfield going to come up, bro. I'm telling you. Trust me.
So you're saying Baker is sort of taking over for Josh Allen for Spike.
Yeah, boy, last year was Josh Allen. This year he hinted at Baker last year. This year he's full blown and came out with his Baker Mayfield under rules and said, "This is me."
I had Baker ahead of Jalen last year. I have him ahead of Jalen this year. To be honest, he's always been there. Now,
he's not ahead of Jalen.
I think Josh Allen is the best player in football.
That's fair.
Yes, but...
Yeah, that's fair. He a May baby, too. But, May babies rule the world, baby.
But if we're talking about favorite players to watch, Baker is way up
there.
Look,
you want to say his name. Say his name.
Yeah, I said Baker Mayfield.
You already said it.
Baker Mayfield.
All right, before I get out of here,
yes.
I have a little finger snap moment.
Okay.
The other night, Dallas was the challenge. Child, please. We kept our balance. Get that weight up off me. We got the juice now. Went to KC to see what it may be. They Western attack. They did all of that. Jalen, you barely had 100 yards. Shut the bleep up. We won the game. Get that weight up off me. Damn. Built up they flock 4 times in a row. I guess we the Philadelphia Shepherds now. We still hurting the Rams. Get that weight up off me. We can't beat the Bucs. It's going to be so hot. Baker Mayfield against me. Shut the sleep up. Get that weight up off me. We got Jalen. He got Jalen's number. Much respect to Mr. Todd Bowles. I ain't never scared. Put me in the game. I need. Give me my neck. No. 31-20. Our game. Talk to you guys later. Love y'all.
All right, there you go.
Wow. Yeah.
Now we're getting a Yoshi poem every Friday.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, listen, everyone's got a bit.
Yeah.
You guys got to start snapping, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, it's a little slam poetry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is what it feels like.
Okay,
yes.
I'm slow.
Yeah. Man, Friday full of bits. It's Bit Friday, right? Oh, man, I completely forgot we have Rios today as well at some point.
How could you forget that?
Well, no. And Rios has been slotted in right before Tommy Down the Shore. I like the contrast there, usually on Friday. All right, 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. Your choice. Eagles can either be down 24-20 with the ball on their own 20 or up 24-20, and the Bucks have the ball at their own 20. And on the Record Friday, you have to give us a score for Sunday's game, Eagles versus Bucks. Coming up next, Joel Embiid spoke today.
We will
hear what he had to say about how much he's going to play this year. We will hear and we will react. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up out there, kicking up dust, giving up
mother.
Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line.
You was the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know it's 5:30 Creed, 2:30 Tupac on the show every single day. I ain't mad at you is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not one of your favorites?
No, it's okay. Oh,
okay, okay.
You know what? The All Eyes on Me album.
Yes.
Probably like third or fourth for me.
I would agree.
Me Against the World is the best album to me for Tupac.
Mm.
That's his best album, in my opinion.
And you would put Machiavelli over it?
I would put Machiavelli over All Eyes on Me.
And Strictly. I can't finish that one.
That's like my worst one.
That's your worst one?
That's the least one I like of. Because that's the one where keep your head up.
Yes.
And
yeah, I get around. And
yeah, too much but, East Coast production there.
Oh, okay. Because he has that song with Tretch on that album.
Yeah, a lot
as well.
Of East Coast production there.
I think I
Apocalypse
like.
Apocalypse Now is probably. I might put Apocalypse. Nah, I won't put Tupacalypse Now in front of All Eyes on Me. Probably has more commercial songs, but I think Tupacalypse Now was better. All Eyes on Me is probably down even further.
The reason I like Strictly is because that is when I started listening to it. Mm-hmm. So I remember it. I listened to that album the most.
Yeah, that's the second one. That's the second album right there.
Yeah.
And as always, my favorite, the Greatest Hits album.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
you are a Greatest Hits guy.
You are a Greatest Hits guy.
Yep.
And I didn't even throw Thug Life in there.
Oh, no. I completely forgot.
Is another one.
And that wasn't
even... the Outlaws.
Yeah, that wasn't even officially a Tupac album.
Right.
Thug Life was the name of the album overall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Twitter question...
Gotta go deep in the bags, Fritz.
Yeah, come on.
I'm getting there.
All right.
I'm getting there. Might need some help. And I'm not playing California Love. I hate California Love.
Yeah, you don't have to play that.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Very simply, who will win on Sunday, Bucks or Eagles?
Come on, man.
Yeah, what do you think the poll is at?
I'm going to go 90% Eagles.
Here's why people are a little nervous.
Uh-oh.
When it's 75-25, people are a little nervous.
75-25?
It's 75-25.
Now, would this be an acceptable loss?
No.
No.
Why?
Because that doesn't exist.
It does exist.
The only acceptable loss is at the end when you've clinched home field advantage and Tanner McKee is out there playing.
Both, it's a conference game.
Yes.
They're both 3-0.
Yeah.
There's some smoke and mirrors going on with the Bucks with 3-0. They are injured. There's a lot of injuries on the Bucks side. Even Baker's list is questionable with a bicep, by the way.
And our schedule is so tough. We got to take advantage. This team is not at full strength.
No.
Meaning Tampa Bay.
No.
So you need to get them while they're down right now, man. And this NFC may wind up, I think it's going to be the better conference this year. It's gotten a lot of disrespect because of the big names at quarterback on the AFC side.
Mm-hmm.
I think the NFC may be a little deeper than the AFC, especially with Joe Burrow going down and C.J. Stroud looking like hot trash down there in Houston. I don't know. Do they have four good teams in the AFC?
Well, and who knows how good the Chiefs are.
Right.
Yeah. So, and it looks like Detroit, I think everybody's waiting to see. It looks like
Detroit's going to be okay.
Yes, is for real.
Yeah, they're going to be okay.
So very
Green Bay still.
Green Bay still, yes.
Yeah.
Who lost to Cleveland, but still, I think we're all pretty sure Green Bay's good. So today was Sixers Media Day.
Hmm.
And the big question for me and for everyone is, are they going to give us some clear guidance on, Jack? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Making noises.
Well, no, I didn't. I wanted to know if we had.
I haven't.
So we wanted to know if Joel Embiid was going to, or Daryl Morey, or somebody was going to say he's ready to go. Right? We're seeing videos of him playing basketball. We're seeing videos of him playing 5-on-5. He looks skinnier. All that sort of stuff. Especially after the way the beginning of last year went. You know, he's ramping up. He's ramping up. He's ramping up. He's ramping up. So they asked Joel how he was feeling, what it's going to be like. Here's what he had to say.
I feel pretty good. I think we made a lot of progress over the last couple months. We got a plan in place, trying to check all the boxes. So, you know, just taking it day by day. This is still you know, kind of like a fill period where we just, you know, taking it day by day, keep getting stronger, keep getting better. There's been a few core sessions. So, you know, everything is, you know, on schedule. So, but I think, you know, with the team, you know, following whatever we have planned, I think, you know, there's not necessarily an expectation. It's more about making sure everything is right and doing everything right. And and then go from there.
So in case you were wondering if maybe Daryl Morey gave a little more clarity to the situation as to when he would play, given the fact that they have their first game next week, here's what Daryl had to say.
What are your expectations for when Joel and Paul will be ready to play in games?
Yeah, I think we're... And I think you heard it from them, and this is, you know, straight from the doctors. We're not getting into the expectations game. You know, the doctor's advice, you know, how the, you know, what Joel said on listening to his body, which is a big component in how the, you know, how doctors manage injuries. That's going to be what carries the day this year.
This is not that hard, guys. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. They leave for Abu Dhabi tomorrow. There is a Sixers-Knicks game next Thursday, and then there's another one 2 days later. Yeah. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to say, are you ready to play basketball, yes or no. We can all couch it. You could couch it with, look, I'm recovering. There could be setbacks. I could feel better one day. I could feel better the next day. The whole thing of we're not going to put expectations on it. And like Joel saying he's on schedule and they're taking it day by day and they're checking boxes. Here's the box for me. Are you going to play basketball when the rest of the team is playing basketball? I'm not asking Morey, I'm not asking Embiid to say how many games he's going to play. I don't know. I'm not asking him to say if he'll be healthy in April. Right. Don't know. Not asking for him to put anything on the back-to-backs. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. The rest of the team, sans Jared McCain, is ready to play basketball starting tomorrow. There have been videos of you playing basketball. It's just not that hard. Your surgery was in April. It's not that hard.
I got to be honest. I don't even remember what the problem is. Is it his knee?
It's his knee.
Okay.
It's just and by the way, all the other stuff he said is fine. The checking the boxes, the recovering, the I'm going to listen to my body. It's all fine. Mm-hmm. You cannot. You just can't. To every person who has invested, put money to the side for a second, because not everybody buys tickets, not everybody buys t-shirts, not everybody buys jerseys or hats, but they spend their time, which is the most valuable thing in the world. The time and the emotion. You can't get that back. You can make more money. You can't make more time, right? So for every 2.5 hours that somebody has spent watching a Sixers game or worrying about whether they're going to play, you owe them an answer as to where you are right now, and when the team leaves to start training camp tomorrow, whether you can play basketball or not. That's it. That's it. To say that we're not going to have expectations and we're not going to, it's crazy and insulting. And I think it comes from Joel. That is my guess, is that it comes from Joel. He doesn't want to say this, that, or the other. It's just not fair. And I'm not trying to dismiss what he's been through or how tough last year was for him or any of those things, but you have to be able to say on media day, especially when you're throwing out videos of him playing all the time, where he is. That's all I want to know. Where are you? Can you play during training camp?
Would it surprise you if he doesn't make the trip to Abu Dhabi?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Now, like, he's not going to play, so why would he fly over there?
Now, I bet it might be important to the league that he's there.
Right,
I don't know, as far as showing his face, those sorts of things.
Sure, yeah.
But just tell us, look, he is not ready to play yet. Right. We are hoping it's soon. It's not tomorrow. You just have to. And you can't worry about getting burned if it doesn't happen. Because truthfully, last year, you didn't say anything.
It still didn't work out.
Yeah, it's not like you said he's going to be ready to start the year. You said he's ramping up. That's all we got.
Yep.
So I just think it's incredibly frustrating. And I think it makes everybody who is invested in this team, invested in him, feel a little bit stupid to follow this stuff and not be able to get the most simple answer in the world. Are you ready to play basketball?
No, I feel you there. I'm going to bring you back, though. Because we're riding together in this car. We're riding together.
We are.
These are the ones you got to just let go. Like, you got to... I hear that today, and I'm like, okay. All right, I'll let me know when he's playing then. When he's playing. It sucks that Jared McCain got injured, because now I was interested in the guards and the perimeter players and seeing the young guys play. And I still am. I want to see Etchcombe out there.
Yeah.
You know, Maxie. See those guys. Yeah, I want to see those guys. But I just, Spike, we're going to have to manage our expectations with him, and just when he's there, be happy that he's there.
That's all that will eventually matter anyway.
Right, yeah.
Either he's going to play in the first game of the year, or he's not going to play in the first game of the year.
I'd be surprised if he does. I've already conditioned myself not to even expect it.
Yeah. I would just like to know, once camp starts, are you going to be practicing with the other guys?
Right.
You know, what's going on? He's not going to play in the preseason game on Thursday. I think we can know that. But I would like to get a more specific idea of where he is in this evolution, other than we're taking it day by day and we're checking the boxes. You know what my box is? Are you playing basketball?
Right.
That's the only box.
Another question.
Yeah.
Is Paul George's injury is the same injury as Joel Embiid's? Like, why is he on the same sort of rehab plan? Why is he's not healthy either?
Well, he said it's feeling good. It's looking good. I guess for me and Paul George, I'm just sort of about it on this podcast.
What was his injury?
He had a knee. He had a knee surgery. What, 2 months ago? 3 months ago? Yeah. Something like that.
He got re-injured. Yeah,
playing basketball. Right. Yes. He got re-injured.
I forgot about it. That's why he's not ready.
And his surgery was more recent than Joel's was.
I forgot about that. Yes.
And he was trying to get into the club wearing the whole
with the brace.
With the brace on.
The brace on at the club.
We didn't address that as enough as we should have moment.
It was so funny.
That was bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny.
Yeah, how bad do you want to go to the club, bro?
Yes.
You're going with the brace on your foot?
Like 38. Yeah. Like 37.
You and Elliot.
Calm
down a little bit.
He's not 38, really.
Is he? No, he's 34.
You made me think. I'm like, hold on. Is Paul George 38?
34 or 35. He's not 38.
Still.
He's definitely not 38. Kyle Lowry's 38. Out there looking like a... bowling ball.
An LA Fitness baller. Yeah.
That's Amazon Prime's.
Yes, correct. 215-592-9494. Look, winter's coming. I know it's crazy looking outside right now. It's 78 degrees. It's sunny. Winter's coming. When winter comes, that cold air is going to come through your old drafty windows, and you're going to wish you called Guida right now. Right now, so you can prepare for the winter. Because right now, the buy one, get one half off sale at Guida. Very simple. For every qualifying window or door you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Mix and match as you'd like. Buy a window, maybe get a patio door 50% off. Buy a garage door, get a window 50% off. Mix and match all you want. The more that you get, the more that you're going to save. You get a ton of stuff. Half of that ton of stuff is going to be 50% off. Start your project with no money down and take up to 18 months to pay it off without any interest at all. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Call Guida to schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Before we get to Nick Kostos and your picks for the weekend, Levi in Harleysville, you're on WIP. What's up, Levi?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Levi.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's up, Levi?
I'm right here. I apologize. Thank you guys for having me on. My dad's a longtime fan of the show, and this is my first time calling. But longtime Birds fan. Are we still talking about Joel Embiid?
No. Go to the Eagles.
Go to the Eagles.
Needed to get that out.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, I checked my phone this morning. I got an ESPN notification about George and Embiid. They have no timeline.
We can go to the Eagles. We can go to the. I'm sorry for even bringing it up. I'm sorry. They don't exist. They don't exist.
I'm on the same boat as you. But talking about 2024, the 20-24 situation.
Yes.
My personal answer by looking at the Eagles and Bucks is obviously I want the Eagles to be down 20-24 with the ball with 2 minutes left, and I just think that's a no brainer to be honest. By watching how we play against the Bucks. I mean, in our last five, we're 1-4 against them. Frankly, just watching the Eagles' two-minute defensive drill last week was close to an abomination. I mean, Ja'Cory Bennett, he's doing his best. He's a backup, obviously, but Matt Stafford was targeting Puka. At least, I don't know how many receptions Puka had on that drive.
Now, it's fair to mention the Bucs do not have Puka. They don't have Mike Evans. They don't have, and they would have to score a touchdown, not get into field goal range.
No, and I completely understand that. I mean, I think Baker's a lethal enough talent with wide receivers like Ime Ibuka. I know we were talking about earlier how Baker has a bicep injury, and I know Ime was on a snap count last week. But honestly, they have been lethal as a duo. Even without Mike Evans, I still think Baker has options to throw to. But I was looking up earlier, just as you guys were talking about how just comparing Baker and Jalen. I mean, Baker's fourth quarter throw percentage is well below the league average. But I still think just historically how we've played against them and the games that I've been able to watch, and also just the way the Eagles' defense is. I know one of you guys said earlier about how just no defense in the NFL has a really good two-minute defensive drill. I think I'd rather trust our QB1, Jalen, who's been tried and proven to show up in the fourth quarter. I'd rather give him the ball with three timeouts and leave as least time on the clock for Baker to start any sort of fourth quarter drive.
Okay. All right, Levi. I think most people agree with you. It's quite a situation where you'd rather be down four than up four.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
And it's not field goal range. It's a touchdown because it's something that you can move up the field, but getting into the end zone is different than just getting it to the 35-yard line, you know?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I just think for some reason when it's a little chaotic, he's at his best.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah,
I would agree
with
you.
He's at his best.
Joining us now, Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. leading up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Kostos, what's up, brother?
I would like to send Jordan Davis a fruit basket for his return at the end of the game this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Listen, I said on You Bet, great to be on with you guys. I said on You Better You Bet on Monday, and I meant it. Even if Joshua Cardy had made that kick and the Rams had won the game, I still would have walked away from the game feeling like the Eagles are the best team in the league, even if they had lost the game. Because I think what they showed in the second half was that this is not 2023. And Kevin Petullo is not Italian Brian Johnson, and that the offense can put the foot on the accelerator and turn it on. I thought it was a great half for the Eagles. It ended well, obviously. Even if it had not ended well, I would still feel like the Eagles are the best team in the league.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have felt that specifically, but I would tell you that I would have felt better about the team than I did going into the game, even if Jordan Davis hadn't blocked that. I think what we saw in the second half offensively made me feel much, much better than especially given what we saw in the first half. But I think there was something about the way that second half went that even if Jordan Davis doesn't block it and save everybody who bet on the Eagles,
like me.
Point spread, like you,
yeah,
like me.
Like me.
Yes. I think we would have all felt a little bit better. Yeah, are you you are a Giants fan. You a little excited about seeing your guy Jackson Dart on Sunday?
Yes, mostly because I don't have to watch Russell Wilson try and play the quarterback position anymore. I mean, guys, yeah. Sunday night against the Chiefs was really bad.
That was bad.
Yeah. Targeted the goalpost on fourth and goal. That's awesome.
It's a bold move.
It's just, you can't make this stuff up. So, yeah, of course, I'm excited. I'm not optimistic only because I think the coach is a total nincompoop in Brian Daboll. But just like a betting thought on that game, I think if anyone out there listening likes the Giants, and I think it's a fair take to have, mostly because like the Chargers beat the Broncos last week because Bo Nix missed three long touchdown passes in the game that were wide open. And what's kind of getting lost as a result of that, the Broncos beat the hell out of Justin Herbert in that game. Like the Chargers pass protection did not hold up. So the Giants pass rush like should be able to affect Justin Herbert in this game. And the thing that's fun about betting this game is we have no idea how good or bad Jackson Dart is.
Right.
So if Dart's good, and he might be, right? He also might be bad. But if he's good and the Giants pass rush is good, why can't the Giants just win the game? So I think if anyone like likes the Giants, thinks the Giants can keep it close, I would bet them just to win. And if you like the Chargers, I think you lay alternates. Chargers -9.5, -13.5. With the thought being that they stuff Jackson Dart in the locker and win this game by multiple possessions.
Is that seven? Is that what the number is? What's the number on that game?
So number is 6.5. Okay. It was 6 with Russell Wilson. So it went up a half point with when Dart was announced as the starter. And I kind of disagree with that after watching Russell Wilson. I'm not sure how much worse Jackson Dart could be.
Certainly not after that last game. So Eagles are 3.5-point favorites at Tampa. Eagles have famously struggled with the Bucs, specifically at Tampa. We have the 100-degree real feel on the field. The Eagles going down a day before to adjust to the heat. What do you think of the Eagles game on Sunday?
So I don't mean this as a cop out, but I'm just, you know, as we talk about games every day on You Better You Bet. I bet Eagles -3 on Sunday night, like last Sunday night when the opener came out. If I had to bet the spread now, I would honestly still bet the Eagles, but like 3 is a way better bet than 3.5. But I do like Philadelphia in the game, and I'm going to give you a little narrative reason why, as opposed to like an on field handicap. Now, out of all the teams, and you guys and your audience obviously knows this, like the Bucs have been Philly's bugaboo for a little bit now. And Todd Bowles has kind of like mind-effed Jalen Hurts over the years. Like the playoff game following the 23 season, like Hurts, it's like he'd never seen a blitz before. And I think like some people are going to believe that maybe that happens again. And maybe, you know, the Bucs defense has success against the Philly offense. I'm kind of the opinion that the Eagles and Hurts specifically have like exercised all of these demons and have kind of risen above all of this. And I think we saw that in a weird way in the second half of last week's game when they were like, this is not what it's going to be this year. Like, we're not going down like this. And a couple of years ago, that's not how it would have gone. I kind of think that they leveled up, not like winning the Super Bowl is one thing. I think they kind of leveled up in a major way moving forward. I think they might beat the Bucs badly this weekend. And the other thing is, so Mike Evans is out, and Spike, I heard you say that to the last caller. So let's just talk about on field now, right? Emeka Egbuka, and the caller called him Ime Egbuka, which was really, it's like Ime Udoka and Emeka Egbuka.
Right.
Shout out. I liked it. Without Mike Evans and without Jaylen McMillan, even if Chris Godwin plays in the game, he's on the wrong side of 30. He's coming off like a devastating injury. We have no idea how that's going to look. If you're Vic Fangio, like, why wouldn't you have Quinyon Mitchell just follow Egbuka like he did with Davante Adams last week, especially in the second half? And, like, didn't erase him from the game, but, like, took him out of the game. And, yeah, like, Puka Nacua had a lot of success. Like, the Bucs don't have Puka Nacua. Like, Egbuka's awesome. What happens if Quinyon Mitchell's shadowing him around the field? How are the Bucs moving the ball in this game? They're down 2 out of 5 offensive linemen against the Eagles' defensive front. I love the Eagles on Sunday.
Okay. All right.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Do you have I know you mentioned the Giants game. Do you have another game or a prop in there somewhere you really like for this weekend?
Yeah. Let's go with Pride and Poise, Commitment to Excellence, Just Cover Baby with the Las Vegas Raiders at a pick'em price against the Chicago Bears. Guys, I don't know if over the course of your, because I think we're all in relationships, right, or married. I don't know if over the course of our single lives, I certainly have needed this. You ever needed a slump buster, right?
Yeah.
When you're in a prolonged state of inactivity.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
You got to get some action.
Yeah. It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah, well, I'll get to it. And you're out at the bar. It's like 2:30, and you see someone, it's attainable, right? The slump buster. That's the Dallas Cowboys defense. They're the slump buster. So Caleb Williams and the Bears brought the Cowboys home at 4 a.m. last week, and they had a good old time, and Caleb Williams looked awesome. Now, not that the Raiders defense is like the 74 Steelers, because they're not, but I do think it represents an upgrade here than what Caleb Williams saw last weekend. And the Bears defense stinks. And here's Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty. And I think Jeanty gets off the schneid here in a big way. Give me the Raiders to win at home against the Bears on Sunday.
Wow, the Raiders.
I like it.
Yeah, well, yeah. And those are, that has to be two very active betting fan bases, I would guess, Raiders and Bears, right?
I would, well, you would shoot two major markets, one of which is in the gambling capital.
I would guess.
I would say so. So I listen, the Bears could win the game, obviously. I think the Raiders should be a bigger favorite than they are. I like the Raiders quite a bit in that game.
All right, Kostos. Well, thank you as always. You've been on you've had a good feel for the Eagles, I think, generally over the last couple of years.
Well,
except for the Super Bowl.
Except for the one that I had the most money on.
Just
saying that didn't go so great.
That one didn't.
Trying to chip away at that here with my love for the Eagles moving forward here.
All right, Kostos. Thank you as always, brother.
All right, brother.
And I'll tell you what, I said this to Jack off air. If the Yankees win the American League East this weekend, tied with the Blue Jays have the tiebreaker. If the Yankees win the AL East, I think that we are on a collision course for 2009.
That would be great. That would be exciting.
Especially, we'll have a Deki Matsui throw out the first half. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
There he is, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Man, a Phillies-Yankees rematch?
Yeah.
Like the Bronx better than Queens?
Oh, yes. Now, by the way,
would you wear your respect hat?
No. Well, privately.
Seven? Yeah. Seven Yankees hats?
Yeah. I'm more than seven, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm more than seven.
When you go all in.
Look, we're not staying in the Bronx either. Either way, I don't want to stay in either place.
We're definitely not staying in the Bronx.
No,
right.
No. Easier to get to from Manhattan than Flushing is, though, than the Queens is. All right, coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks. I want to get injury status updates. There's a bunch of guys. Lane Johnson, Adoree Jackson, Zach Bond had a brace on his knee the other day. So Elliot will bring us that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.